Hare Krishna. Is time an illusion? Do the past, present, future actually exist? Or are they conceptions of the mind? Answer. In some philosophies, the concept of time is considered an illusion. But if you consider the Vedic philosophy, it's quite clear that time is not just real. Time is a manifestation of the supreme reality. It's God. Krishna says, Kalosmi lokakshay krut pravruddho. And the Bhagavatam also many times talks about time as a manifestation of the divine. Manyetvam kalanishanam. Kunti says, Kunti Maharani says in her prayers, 1.8.28. So now, sometimes it may be said that the concept of time is an illusion. Now, what that means has to be carefully understood. So, for example, sometimes it may be said that this world is like a dream. And within the world being a dream, then everything that happens within the dream can also be called an illusion. So, past, present, future, in that sense, being phases in a dream can be said to be illusion. But that is does not mean that they don't exist. They are illusion in the sense that they are temporary. So, a more precise word would be for them would be not illusion but illusory. So, time is something which is the energy of the Lord, which is His manifestation, and that is the activating principle. So, if you look at the process of creation as described in the Bhagavatam, time is the activating principle. So, now the activating principle which is the agency for creation, that is definitely real, because after all the creation also is real, the material elements are real, they are the energies of the Lord, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita in 7.4 and 5. So time is definitely real. Now the conception of past, present and future, is that illusory? No, not exactly, because the past is something which cannot be changed, and if it were illusion, then it would not have consequences on us. Now our past actions come back as consequences on us. And the future is something which is not yet manifest. So the way we live now will affect the future. So the past was real, and the reality of the past can be seen by the real consequences that we experience now. And the reality of the present will also be seen by the real consequences that we'll have, or that it will have on us in future. So, Baldev Vidya Bhushan explains that in the Vedanta Sutra that a time is real. The time is the energy of the Lord, and time is the means by which those who are materialistic people, they are separated from their material assets and they continue on the cycle of birth and death, moving towards realization gradually. And time is the agency by which Krishna manifesting as time, if one practices devotional service, in Krishna manifesting as time, pushes us towards Krishna manifesting his twofold Shamsundar form, threefold bending, two-handed Shamsundar form. And in that way, one manifestation of Krishna, as the devotee lives a life of devotion, the devotee moves onwards towards Krishna. So in that sense, time is definitely real and it takes us towards the supreme reality. But our obsession with time in terms of becoming obsessed with the past too much about things that cannot be changed, or worrying too much about the future about things that may never happen, that sort of obsession is an illusion. So sometimes we may say that the past has gone and the future is not there, so the only reality is the present. So in that sense, in terms of our capacity to do something real, that lies only in the present. And in that context, the past and the future can be said to be non-existent. Non-existent in the sense, not that they are imaginary, that they are no longer accessible for us to do anything. So the present is the only reality. Now is the only reality. That is sometimes said as a motivational statement for inspiring us to not worry too much about the future or lament about the past, but focus on the present, which is the only available thing for us to make any real transformation in our lives and in our contribution to the world, and ultimately in our devotional growth to return back to the supreme reality, Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.